and working on the kiln just before Rodriguez took over. It can't be Stacy, Jamie insisted. Hell, Mitsuo, we don't even know that there is a saboteur. These accidents are probably just that, accidents. Fuchida shook his head sternly. Now wait, Mitsuo, Jamie said. What about your own accident, up on Olympus Mons? Did Stacy twist your ankle for you? The biologist stared at Jamie like a teacher disappointed in a student's recitation. Some accidents are truly accidental, he said patiently, his voice low, almost hissing. Then why can't the others be accidental? Too many, Fuchida insisted. I ran a statistical analysis and compared it against records of other expeditions. There's only been one other expedition here. No. Expeditions to Antarctica. Deep-sea missions. Treks across the Sahara. That kind of thing. Our accident rate is twice normal. Jamie took a deep, deliberate breath. Stay calm, he told himself. Look at this rationally. All right, Mitsuo, he said softly. I appreciate all the work you've put into this, but I just can't believe that Stacy or anyone else among us is trying to sabotage the equipment. Fuchida started to reply, but Jamie cut him off. Why? Why would somebody puncture the garden dome or tamper with the solar kiln? It's not rational. That is my point, Fuchida whispered urgently. This person is not rational. She is insane. But wouldn't an insane person show other symptoms? Fuchida spread his hands. I don't know. We can't make an accusation without real evidence, Jamie said. My statistical analysis is not real evidence. Would it hold up in a court of law? I don't know. Neither do I, said Jamie. I am scheduled to return to Dome 1 tomorrow, Fuchida said. If Stacy realizes that I suspect her, she might try to arrange another accident for me. I can't believe that, Jamie said. I would prefer to remain here away from her, he said stiffly. Jamie thought swiftly. If Mitsuo stays here, then Dex will have to go back to Dome 1 with Tomas. Trudy and Wiley are coming here. That means Dex will be with Vijay for the next 4 weeks. I'd rather you went as scheduled, Jamie said. You could take my place, said Fuchida. Then I could be with Vijay, he thought. But he heard himself reply, No, Mitsuo, I can't do that. My place is here. I don't want to be in the dome with Stacy, Fuchida said firmly. Jamie looked at the biologist, studied his face, and saw that Fuchida was neither angry nor agitated. He looked scared. All right, Jamie yielded, sighing. I'll send Dex back. He wondered if they weren't all going rapidly insane. Night. Sol 359. Strange, Jamie thought as he stripped off his coveralls. There's just the two of us in this whole dome, yet we hardly said a dozen words to each other all day. Dex and Rodriguez were trundling back to Dome 1, where the astronaut would pick up Trudy Hall and bring her back to the canyon site. Rodriguez was whistling all the way, grinning like a cat with canaries on its mind. We're beating a regular road between the two domes, Jamie said to himself, like the ruts the Conestoga wagons left across the prairies. He hadn't deliberately avoided Fuchida after the rover departed, and neither of them had suited up to work outside, but somehow he and the biologist seemed to be on opposite ends of the dome most of the day. They had even eaten at different times, each one alone in the galley. I'm sore at him, Jamie realized. I'm pissed off that he's made me send Dex back to Dome 1. Him and his paranoid accusations. Stacy's no saboteur, and she's not a neurotic. She's probably saner than all the rest of us put together. Then who's responsible for these accidents? Jamie asked himself. Nobody, came the immediate reply. They're just accidents. Still, Jamie thought about talking it over with Vijay. She's the psychologist here. She ought to know about this. Yet he hesitated. What Fuchida had told him was in confidence. Telling Vijay about it would be a breach of the biologist's trust. Which is more important? Jamie demanded silently. Keeping Mitsuo's paranoia a secret or protecting the mental well-being of the whole expedition? He knew what the answer should be. Yet when he called Vijay, It wasn't to protect the expedition, and he knew it. He called her because he wanted to see her face, hear her voice, because for the next 4 weeks, she would be with Dex, and he'd be an overnight trip away. She was awake. Her hair was down, hanging loosely about her shoulders, which were bare. She was obviously in her own cubicle, preparing for bed. When she saw it was Jamie, she smiled warmly out of his laptop screen. "Hi, mate," she said cheerfully. "How are the bots biting?" "Bots?" "Insects," she said.
"No bites," Jamie answered.
"No insects."
"One of the blessings we should be thankful for, eh?"
She seemed genuinely pleased to be talking with him, Jamie thought. Then he realized he must be grinning like a schoolboy at her. But he felt his grin fade as he remembered the reason for calling. "I think I've got something of a problem here," Jamie said, lowering his voice.
"Oh? Serious?"
"You tell me." He swiftly outlined Fuchida's behavior, leaving the biologist's name out of it. Vijay listened intently. When Jamie finished, she said,
"This isn't Dex you're talking about, is it?"
"No," he admitted, shaking his head slightly.
"And it's certainly not Tommy."
Jamie said nothing.
"So it must be either you or Mitsuo."
"Does it matter who it is?"
"Of course it matters," she said. "And since you're so reluctant to name a name, I've got to assume it's Mitsuo."
"So much for keeping secrets," Jamie muttered.
"How's he performing? In his work, I mean."
"Fine. As good as ever."
"Why didn't he come back here this trip? He was scheduled to return here, wasn't he?"
Jamie took a breath. "He didn't want to be with Stacy. He's afraid she'll go off the deep end or something."
"Hmm,"
said Vijay, her brows knitting.
"Interesting."
"Well?" Vijay seemed lost in thought. "What should I do about him?" Jamie demanded. Her dark eyes focused on Jamie again.
"Nothing much you can do. He's not bonkers, and I doubt that he's dangerous unless..."
Her voice trailed off. "Unless?" Jamie prompted. Vijay bit her lip momentarily, then replied,
"Unless he's been causing these accidents himself and projecting the blame onto Stacy."
Jamie felt stunned.
"I don't think that's the case," Vijay added quickly. "It was just a thought."
"Some thought.
How do you feel about all this? Are you convinced these accidents are really accidental?"
"I was, but now, I just don't know."
"I see."
"I'm getting paranoid, too," Jamie said.
"Not unusual in these circumstances. Everybody gets suspicious of everybody."
"What should I do?" Jamie asked again. Vijay shrugged her bare shoulders.
"Not much you can do, Jamie. Keep an eye on him, listen to him sympathetically, humor him.
I'll find a reason to come over to your site and talk with him."
"Okay, good.
Afraid that's all I can offer you right now, mate." "It's a relief just to talk it over with you." She smiled again, but now there was a tinge of sadness in it.
"Yes, it's good to talk with you, too."
He wanted to tell her that he missed her. He wanted to say that he needed her warmth, her comfort, her presence in his life. But he couldn't form the words. Instead, he simply said, "Thanks, Vijay." She, too, seemed lost for the proper words. For long moments, the two of them simply stared at each other in their screens. At last, Vijay said,
"Good night, Jamie."
"Good night." Her image winked off. The screen went dark. Jamie stripped off his underwear and stretched out on his cot. He grinned up into the shadows of the darkened dome. "She's coming here. She's going to find an excuse to come over here. I ought to thank Mitsuo." His last thought before he fell asleep was about her bare shoulders. Was she wearing anything while they talked? Had she really been naked? Fuchida seemed to brighten once Trudy joined them. The two biologists started chattering together as soon as she came through the access tunnel. The following morning, they rode the buckyball cables down to the canyon floor to work on the lichen together. Rodriguez was obviously happier. He and Trudy bunked together, no pretenses and no questions asked. Jamie had to admit that Trudy made everything brighter.
If only she didn't thump around the dome before daybreak every morning with her incessant